अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतु। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां चरणान्तिके।
First of all, my koti koti dandavat in your lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Sotar Shishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Shishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Now, tomorrow,
yesterday,
14, Narad, Brahmaji. He saw the very wonderful glory of Krishna. And now he turned his worship from Chaturmukh Brahma, Vaikuntha Pati, Sri Narayan. And now he came in the worship of Krishna, Supreme Lord. Now he realized how Krishna is glorious and he began to stuti of Krishna. At that time Krishna, keeping his hand on the shoulder of any his friend, and all his Who is he? And Krishna neglecting his
absorbed
in his cowherd voice. Then he began to do. He did pranam thousands of times. And nobidyate abhravapuse tartambaraya gunjavatansa paripachallasal mukhaya vannasaje kavalabhetra vishanvenu lakshamasye midupade pasupangajaya. He at first knew that, Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudevi in Mathura. Now he is telling that you are Pasupangajaya, Nanda Baba and Yashodama. And in beautiful forest of Vrindavan, with the shine of your lotus feet, 19 kinds of his
auspicious marks.
These chinha
marks,
marks, even not in any of the coronation of Krishna, like Baladev, Nrisimhadev, Sri Ramachandra, only one or two, but Krishna, 419 kinds of marks in his, and he is doing without any chappal, juta, nothing.
No shoes, no sandal.
On grazing cows with cows. He is telling, Jnane prayasam utpasya namanteva. What gyan? Nirvishesh gyan. That I am Brahma. Tattam khalu, sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Like this. You should give up. Not only that. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is Lord of Lord. He has five kinds of, six kinds of
opulence.
Even don't. You should give up the prayas, the
effort
to know tattva. Even tattva will automatically come by hearing these pastimes of Krishna. So no need of that. So Jiva Goswami is telling here, Jnane prayasam means what? Oh, Ishadrabhi. That Krishna is this tattva. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has six appearances. Even you should give up. What do? Jnane prayasam utpasya namant eva jivanti sanmukhalitang bhavadi yavartam. Your devotees qualified. They are always speaking very high class of street pastimes. Like Bhaktagan Muktike Harikatha.
Tasmin
Mohan Mukharita Madhavish Charitra Piyush Udvit Karna Piyush Karna Putai
Tajivanta Vidisanipagara Karna Istanati Santil Bhayasoka Moha.
That Vaishnava who is realized high class of Vaishnava, they cannot sleep idle. They will speak. What will speak? Like fountain, the sweet pastimes of Krishna always. And those who will hear Harikatha, and those who will do pranam of Harikatha, to Harikatha Vachar, and
audiences,
those who organize,
glorifying the place where Harikatha is going on.
Organizers.
And those who are organizer of Harikatha.
Audiences.
And especially audiences, doing pranam. Not going here and there. Only sthane sthita. That very place you should sit and hear the nectar coming from the mouth of pure devotee. Sukhdev Goswami. You know, Raghunath Bhatta at the time of Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan, in Sar Goswami, he used to, with sweet voice, he used to
recite
Srimad Bhagavatam, explaining Bhagavat. And all Goswami, even Rupa Goswami used to come, all began to what, faint. Rupa Goswami like this. All weeping, nose going on, Ashaswatik Vikar, and Rupa Goswami is sitting there, hearing,
no reaction.
They saw that, Rupa Goswami really is alive or dead. They came and see. And then at once,
blister
came. So, those will hear Harikatha. or where Hari Katha is going on, only here. What Parikshit did, only hearing, no other things. And what he became? Oh, his desire was that Krishna should be my most beloved. And he instructed his mother same thing. So I think that he would have, that Krishna is, now he is beloved. This position. So keep in mind, what is our ultimate goal? Bhakti. What kind of bhakti? That Rupmanjari does. In her guidance, we should try to begin from where? Adau saddha tata sadhu sangha ata bhajan kriya tato anartha nivritti nishtha ruchi asakti and then bhav arati. This is the
process.
So we should practice these things. Try to reduce your worldly attachment to worldly things gradually. Be in sansar, no harm, grihastha. For grihastha, I'm telling. Be in grihastha. But not attachment. You should see that the children and others, wife and others are Krishna servants, so I must help them. And those who are brahmachari and sannyasi, those should be very pakka. They should be always careful from the societies of ladies, ladies' friends and others. And thus, at the time, moment of death, only remembering sweet pastimes of Krishna and Radha Darshan. You know Maharaj Bharat? He left his kingdom in very young age, at the age of 50,000 years. And it was half age.
Middle age.
And very obedient sons, daughters and so many. He left and came to forest. And he reached up to Bhava Dasarathi. But anyhow, he was very attached at 2 deer. And at the time of death, he was remembering that deer. Where the deer was. And the deer went with his group, and he fled away from there. And at the time death come, and remembering that deer, he became deer. So if he will, at the time of death, remember worldly attachments, then you will have to be there. Last year, last day, I also told.
Puranjan.
Puranjan Upakhyan. That remembering his wife, what he became? He became lady, and his wife became person, and again married. So, we should be very careful. And one thing, that if Bharat Maharaj, in the last time, he remembered that deer, and became deer, if he will remember Krishna, the Dasi of Rukmanjari, why not you will be there? But automatically it will not come. Practice from beginning, and this is Ashtakaliya Leela. So, I think you should be prepared for this. Then,
Krishna Kripa Gyan Kare.
Tasmin Marmo Kharita Madhavichari. তসমিন মন মুখরিতা মধুবী চরিত্র বলছিলেন
নাই নাই
জ্ঞানে প্রয়াসা মধুবাসন মন্ত এব জীবন সম্মুখরিতম ভবদীয় বর্তম অথাপিতে দেব পদাম মুজদয় প্রসাদ
আরে না না ভগবানের কৃপা জ্ঞান করে এই সব গুলি ভোগ করতে হবে তত্তেনুকম্পাম সুসুমক্ষমাণো ভুঞ্জান এবাত্মকৃতম বিপাকম ইফ ইউ আর ডুইং ভজন sometimes some bad thing will come, suffering may come, sometimes happiness may come. How you should be at that time, that is telling. Tate nukampam susumikshamanu. If suffering coming or happiness coming, if suffering coming, don't be
disturbed.
That is, what I have done in past, it is coming. And I will have to test it. And this is coming by the mercy of Krishna. He is our like father. Sometimes he may give a slap, sometimes he will
embrace us.
What?
Embrace.
And sometimes he will give nimbarash.
Bitter
things. And sometimes he will
very sweet things.
No need.
So we should think that only I am of Krishna. So what Krishna is doing? Suffering or happiness? Due coming to Krishna. So what should I do? If they are coming, be calm and quiet. Always remembering Krishna. And then Ajit Krishna will be
conquered by you.
Satan prasangama virja sambidau bhavantarit karana rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apavarg vartmani sadharati bhakti anukramishya. In sadhu sangha, Krishna is available easily. But in your life, so Krishna Bhakta, Satan, they are very rare in this world. If they are to have their association, in very rare. Only it is Sulabh, that is
very rare.
If mercifully they are coming to us in my door, in our country,
in house,
and giving their sang. Otherwise not. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he came personally, door to door, and preached everywhere. You could not go. His disciple could not go. So Narada Rishi goes door to door and tells them Hari Katha sweet, and then he brings them to Krishna. So tate nukampam susumakshmar bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam vidhan namaste yadaya bhag. He will be daibhag. Daibhag means he will be the
inheritant.
Of what? Of Mukti. Bhakti. Mukti Pade. Bhakti. Pade means Mukti is in the lotus feet of Bhakti. And really you will be in Glok Vrindavan serving Krishna for always. So we should not waste our time. Always engage yourself. What I am telling, what Shastri is telling, keep in your pocket and follow all these things. Then, O Bhagyam, Nanda Gop Prajau Ksham, Janmitram Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatar. Who is Krishna? Who is Supreme Parabrahma, Paratmar Brahma. But now, he is a friend, most beloved, someone's son, and thus he is very easy for them, Brajavasis. So I am doing namaskar to that Brahma. Tadbhuri bhagyamiha janam kima patabhyam. Jajgokulepi katmang rajobhishekam jajjivitam tu nikhilang bhagavan mukunda jastyad padarja sutmikyameva. Oh, I will be very fortunate that anyhow I will take birth in Vrindavan as a grass, as a tree, as any devotee of Vrindavan. But Krishna is telling, you have not done anything that you will be in Vrindavan. Then he is telling, Gokule api. Even in Gokul, not Vrindavan, but in even Gokul. What?
Stone.
There I want to be a
stone.
Piece of a stone. Where Haddika means
sweepers.
When they will come, and they will put their feet on that piece of
stone and rub their feet.
And their dust I will have. I'm very fortunate. Even. So, Vrindavan is not so easy. Brahma is praying for this. The jivitam tu nikhilam. Krishna is the life and soul of all Brajavasi. Suti Migya, Ved and Upanishad. They are doing austerities, but not available the dust feet of Krishna. So he is going on doing. Then, Krishna Mande went to Vrindavan from Chattikara. And then he summoned the cows and summoned the friend. Very thirsty, they took the Kali Harada water. Krishna was going to stop them. Don't. But they easily take. And they at once died. And then what Krishna did?
So Srila Gurudev completed a narration of the prayers spoken by Lord Brahma to Krishna after he had stolen Krishna's calves and powdered voice. And in the discussion of Krishna pastimes and leelas in the 10th canto, now Srila Gurudev is bringing us through the pastime of Kaliyadamana Leela. So, as Gurudev described, one day, Krishna always would go with his cowherd boyfriends along the banks of the Jamuna River, and he would be herding the cows there. So they would play so wonderfully along the banks of the Jamuna. There would be very beautiful trees and punjas and forests all along the bank. And the cows would generally come to the bank of the Jamuna. And the Jamuna's river water was so crystal clear and pure, very refreshing. The cows and the cowherd boys, they would drink this water from the Jamuna River to refresh themselves. But one day they came there, and when they were drinking the water of the Jamuna, actually they died. They lost consciousness and they fell there on the bank of the Jamuna. Why? Because there was one very, very poisonous serpent who had come there to a small place in the Jamuna River called like a little lake, a little separate part of the Jamuna River. this serpent was named Kalia. And Kalia was very frightened because he was the enemy of Guru, the carrier, the bird carrier of Lord Vishnu. And in order to hide from Garuda, Kalia came there and hid in the Jamuna River area. But because Kalia was full of so much poison and venom, he had many heads, many-headed serpents. And this venomous poison contaminated all of the water in that area. Not only was the water poisonous, but even the fumes which were coming up from that water, they were so poisonous that even some birds flying over, they even died. So in this way, Kalia was staying there in the Jamuna, but the cowherd boys, they did not know this. And now they came and drank the water, and they lost consciousness on the bank of the Jamuna there. So Sri Krishna, who is the dearmost friend of all the cows and the cowherd boys, he is Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the cows, to the gopas, to the gopis, and he is the protector of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So at that time, Sri Krishna, he thought, yes, now I must have battle with this serpent, Kalia, and I must make him leave this river Jamuna. So Kalia was within the river Jamuna, and Krishna now climbed up onto one tree on the bank of the Jamuna River. When we go on our Vrajamandala Parikrama, we go to that very place. That very place is called Kalia Vrat, and then there is one Kadamba tree there. So Krishna climbed up into this Kadamba tree, and when he was standing there on the branches of the Kadamba tree, oh, now he began to tie his cloth around his waist and prepare himself for battle, just like a wrestler will pull up his dhoti and prepare himself for battle. Krishna was standing on the branch of this tree, and now he began to slap his arms, just like a wrestler will slap his arms to prepare for battle. So at that time, Krishna, who was only a small boy, now Krishna jumped into the river Jamuna. And when Krishna plunged into the waters of the Jamuna, it was as if some huge, gigantic object had plunged into the Jamuna, even though he was a small cowherd boy, and the whole waters of the Jamuna shot up in every direction. So then, now, Krishna began to swim, and as he swam, Kalia emerged from the waters of the Jamuna with all of his heads in all directions, very blackish color, and the jewels on his forehead, and his eyes with very piercing glance, his tongues moving in all directions. So Sri Krishna began to swim toward Kalia. So Kalia, as he saw Krishna, he felt very much envy toward Krishna. Generally, the snake, the living entities who are in the bodies of the snakes, they have so much envy within them. So when Kalia saw Krishna, he immediately, he wanted to attack him. So Krishna began to swim towards Kalia, and they now began to circle around each other. And as Krishna was swimming in this way, oh, suddenly Kalia, with all of his tentacles, he began to snatch Krishna. And he wrapped Krishna in his tentacles, and now started plunging Krishna in the waters of the Jamuna like this. So in the meantime, so many omens were seen. Very inauspicious omens were seen in the sky. And when these omens came in the sky, oh, all the Brijvasis in the Vrindavan village nearby, they began to think, oh, what is happening here? Something must be happening to our Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, all the elderly cowherd people, all the gopas and gopis, now they began to rush very quickly from Vrindavan. And very quickly they came through the forest and came to the bank of the Jamuna. And there they saw their beloved Krishna. For the Brijvasis, Krishna is their very life and soul. He is none different than their very own heart. And if anything happens to their beloved Krishna, they want to immediately leave their bodies even. So when they came near to the bank of the Jamuna, Baladev Prabhu was also there with them, and he stopped them because Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, especially Mother Yashoda wanted to enter immediately into the waters of the Jamuna to save her beloved Krishna. But Baladev Prabhu, knowing the power of his younger brother Krishna, he stopped them, and now they were all watching Krishna from the banks of the Jamuna and watching this serpent Kaliya taking Krishna in his tentacles and forcing him under the water like this. And practically just by seeing this, the bridge vasis were dying there on the banks of the river. So when Krishna saw that all the bridge vasis and all the gopas and gopis, that they were weeping and crying and they were practically ready to leave their bodies, then at that time, Krishna, he decided to do battle with Kaliya. And suddenly, Krishna slightly expanded his body and immediately released himself from the coils of Kaliya. And when he released himself from the coils of Kaliya, suddenly he jumped up onto the top of the Kaliya's hoods. So many hundreds of hoods Kaliya had. And now, Krishna, standing on the hoods of Kaliya, he began to dance. What kind of dancing? Krishna is called Vrindavana Natavara. He means the supreme dancer of Vrindavan. So Krishna now, very artfully, very artistically, he began to dance on the hoods of Kaliya, one by one, jumping from one to another. And as he was jumping from one to another, he was kicking the heads of Kaliya like this, kicking one after the other. And Kaliya was trying to bite Krishna, but Krishna was so expert that he constantly saw each hood coming and he was dancing and kicking them at the same time. It's very beautifully described in Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Srila Kavi Karnapur, how Krishna was dancing.
What do you mean? Can you speak on Damanal, forest fire? You remember?
So now, as Krishna was dancing, all the demigods from the heavenly planets, they were also watching this scene. And in the heavenly planets, they have great musicians, Gandharvas, singers, and also heavenly dancers there, and musicians. So in order to accompany Krishna in his dancing, the demigods began to play the drum and to play musical instruments. And now Krishna was dancing very beautifully on Kaliya's heads. And as the drum was going, ta-ta-tai, ta-ta-tui, ta-ta-tui, ta-ta-tui. Now Krishna began to dance faster and faster and faster as the drum, as the tempo of the drum beat increased in speed. Krishna's dancing increased in speed. And he looked very amazing and fantastic. And as Krishna was dancing, he also glanced to the bank of the Jamuna as the gopis, the Braja gopis, they were watching because they were all very young at that time. And they had not seen Krishna dancing before. So at that time, Krishna glanced at them as if to say, yes, can you see? I'm a very good dancer. I will also dance with you in the future. So as Krishna was dancing and kicking the heads of Kaliya, Kaliya was becoming weaker and weaker. He was losing all of his vitality and strength. And as he danced more and more, finally Kaliya was practically finished. He was practically on the verge of death. And then at that time, Kaliya had wives. They were called the Nagapatnis. And at that time, these wives, they emerged from the water and they surrounded their husband and they began to offer prayers to Krishna, because actually they were devotees of Krishna. They were Vaishnavis, and they began to glorify Krishna, and they began to pray to Krishna on behalf of their husband, Kaliya. And they told to Krishna that this poor serpent, Kaliya, this is his nature, this is his tendency. You are the Supreme Lord of all species of life. You have created all species of life, and you have endowed them with their particular natures. So please forgive our husband for his envious kind of nature, and please purify him. But we see that this serpent, Kaliya, our husband, we are very much amazed, because what kind of pious activities that he must have done in previous lives, that he is getting this opportunity to have the dust of your lotus feet, even your direct touch of your lotus feet on his heads. This is prayed for by the greatest demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. But here, this ordinary serpent, he gets the opportunity to have your lotus feet touching his heads. In this way, the Nagapatnis prayed so many different prayers to Krishna. And at that time, now Krishna became very satisfied. And he spoke to the Nagapatnis and he spoke to Kaliya serpent. And he gave him the instruction that he should now go far away from the river Jamuna. He should travel back into the great waters of the ocean, and he should leave this area. But he gave him his blessings. So from that time, Kaliya serpent is still living within this world, and our devotees who live in Fiji, they know that actually Kaliya is there in that area of Fiji, on our planet, even to this day. And when our Srila Prabhupada went to Fiji, he installed in his temple that he established there Kaliya Krishna deity, a deity of Krishna dancing on the serpent Kaliya. So when Krishna came now out of the waters of the Jamuna, after Kaliya had left, all the Brijvasis, it was like their life had returned to them. And Mother Yashoda came forward and embraced Krishna in her arms, Nanda Maharaj, and Baladev, and all the Sakas, all the Gopis, they all surrounded Krishna, and they began to just adore him in so many different ways. And in this way, Krishna, now being reunited with the Brijvasis, now their lives were completely fulfilled and satisfied. But because it was late in the day, and because Krishna had gone into the river for so long, so many hours, now Krishna went up onto one hilltop, which was just near to that place. And it is called Dvadasha Aditya Tila, where the 12 Adityas came like suns in the sky, and they dried Krishna's body as a service to him. And Krishna went with the cowherd people there on the banks of the Jamuna. It was decided by Yanda Maharaj and the elderly cowherd men that now all the Brijvasis, they should remain there for the evening. So they all formed circles and concentric circles with Krishna in the middle and his parents, and then surrounding there the elderly cowherd man, and like this, all making big circles, and they all took rest there on the bank of the Jamuna. But in Ananda Vrindavan Shankho, Kavi Karnapur describes that in the middle of the night, Krishna woke up, and he was sitting up secretly, everyone else is sleeping, and the Braja Gopis, they also woke up, and Srimati Radharani was also sitting there, and simply through their glances, they were looking at each other. And all the Braja Gopis, at that time, they could understand by the glances of Krishna that he was mostly attracted to Srimati Radhika. So in this way, this Kaliya Lila pastime has so many wonderful aspects of this Lila, and it's a very sweet pastime, so therefore, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur has included this within his song, Jasumati Nandana Braja Bhavanagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Paranadana Madhana Manohara Kaliya Dhamma Madhidhana. So Kaliya Lila Ki Jai.
Why Kaliya came there? There is a history. And that history is that he used to be in Ramanak Dweep, but he has enemical mode with
Garud.
Here Saubhari Rishi was first there in Jamuna Harada.
Kaliya Harada.
Kaliyadaha or Jamuna. And there he was naked, meditating day and night in winter and in Greece. At that time, Garuda came and take one of the male fish, and all fishes began to weep. Then he cursed that if Garuda will come here, he will be finished. So Kaliya knew from Ramadakdeep that, oh, there I will be safe. Here always anical terms with Garuda, and Garuda may kill me. So he came to this Kaliya Harada. And by this, that Sobhari Rishi gave curse to Garuda. Garuda is a bhakta. And that is why lust came in his heart and went to Mandhata Rishi and married his 50 daughters. And for a long time he was
sinking
in sense gratification. But he forget his meditation and everything. At that time, he was thinking that even so many years and years I enjoyed this life, but I am not happy. And then he again came in Vrindavan and he did austerities and he went to Krishna. So, don't criticize any Vaishnava in your life. Whether he is wrong, but you should not describe. It may be that you don't associate with them, but don't criticize. Then, Dhamanal, you can. Forest fire. How he saved his cows and friends.
Jnana-tivrāṇasya janam-jana-savakkaya chakṣur-un-miritāṁ-yena tasmāye śrī-guruhe-vā vāñśa-kāpata-tiṣya kripa-sindhu-vedakya patitaraṁ avanifya vaiṣṇave-yo namo-nā. First of all, I offer my thousands of dhamma-dhamma to the lotus-feet of my beloved Gurudev. And to all the spiritual masters in our specific life of Sri Rupa Goswami, and to all Vaishnavas, Sri Dhamma Sannyasis, all Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas, and guests. Sri Gurudev requested, ordered me to speak on the pastime of Krishna and the cowherd boys, his friends, and the cows who were coming to Bandirvan. Bandirvan is one of the forests in Vrindavan. They came their cow grazing, and Krishna and all his friends sat down for prasadam, for picnic. They brought their prasadam packets with them, and they sat down in circles. And everyone was thinking, all the colored boys, by Krishna's yogamaya potency, as if Krishna was sitting right in front of them. And many times we have heard how Krishna interacts, exchanges loving and affectionate exchanges with his friends by placing some morsel of prasadam in their mouth, and they place it in Krishna's mouth. How wonderful these pastimes are, human-like, yeah. So these are so attractive that hearing these pastimes, automatically we will become very attached to hearing again and again the wonderful glories of Krishna. So Krishna was sitting there with his cow friends, and the cows were grazing, And as cows, they like to chew and eat and relish fresh grasses always. So they were looking, where is there some fresh grasses? And they, by wandering here and there, gradually they wandered away from Krishna and his cow friends. And they ended up in some area where there were a lot of dry bushes, dry, like a forest, bamboo forest, very dry. And suddenly a forest fire came. In the meantime, they tried to protect themselves. And the cowherd boys, they were looking, where are the cows? They've left, they have wandered away. Let us quickly bring them. So all the cowherd boys also left and were looking where the cows are. And they also came upon that place where the cows were trying to protect themselves from the forest fire. And the forest fire came closer and closer. At that time, the cowherd boys called out, Krishna! Krishna, save us! At once, Krishna came there. And Krishna looked at the situation, and in one moment, he saw, this is a very dangerous situation. I have to protect my friends, the cows, everyone. What to do? Yeah. And he said, okay, close your eyes, everyone. So all the cowherd boys closed their eyes for a second, and Krishna at once swallowed the fire, the forest fire. Then again, next moment, they all found themselves sitting at Bandir Van, under the Bandir Van tree. Yeah, Krishna and the cow friends exchanging morsels of prasadam, all the cows nearby. So there is some very wonderful teaching in this pastime. All the pastimes of Krishna have wonderful teachings. And this one, whatever I heard from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, and what I have remembered, I want to also share that with all of you. So what is the meaning here? The cows wandering away from Krishna. Cows are compared here to go. Go means cows, also go means senses. Our senses, they're always looking for some new experience, yeah, some fresh experience. Even we have Mahaprasadam here. Today I heard that there are more devotees assembled in the health food store than here in the pavilion. Yeah. So the senses always want to taste something nice, yeah, something which is relishable. Even we are with Krishna and Vaishnavas, yeah? Still our senses are wondering how it will be to be somewhere else and have some special opportunity to enjoy sense gratification, to make some money, or to be with our family, or to take some interest in the things that we have gathered, yeah, during our lifetime, our pet animals, our cars, our houses, yeah, all the things we have relationship with, our grandchildren, our children. We all know this, that this is very strong attachment. So the senses are always wandering away from Krishna, from Guru and Vaishnavas, yeah, to taste something which we think is happiness. But lo and behold, very soon we may end up in a forest fire. What is this forest fire? It devours everything. It devours the very good fortune of the Atma, the soul. Finally, we have arrived in the human form of life. And we have arrived at the lotus feet of Sadguru. We are surrounded by well-wishers, yeah? Those who are sincerely interested to share that wealth which they have received from Guru and Vaishnavas. Don't run away. Don't let your mind or senses go away. In this regard, yeah, yesterday we heard the history of Devakasura. I want to just mention a little story in this regard. Devakasura is compared to ignorance. Yeah? We do not know what is good for us. We think we know better, we are very intelligent. But only if we take full shelter at the lotus feet of Sadguru, then we will be safe. Yeah? This is the only remedy, which was clearly heard yesterday in the description of Devakasura, our intelligence is like a donkey. Yeah? Our senses are foolish. This regard is a beautiful history, which some of you may have heard. I remembered something, I always remember this history. There were two donkeys. They were brothers. Yeah, and one donkey was engaged with a washerman, working very hard, carrying loads of clothes, and day and night, yeah, had hardly any time to take rest. He was engaged in the service of the washerman. His brother had no engagement. He was grazing, yeah, all day long, drinking fresh river water, and he was very happy. Time to time they met, yeah. And the brother said to the other donkey, "Why don't you come and stay with me? Yeah. Why are you working so hard? I have fresh grasses, water, everything is there. Why are you wasting your time? What good is it that you do?" Then the other donkey said, "I'll be coming, yeah? Just give me 1 week and I'll be coming. Okay, I'll join you." After 1 week, they met again. And the other donkey said, let's come, yeah? Give up this situation with your washerman. Why should you waste your energy like that? I have free fresh grasses for you. Very tasty water, everything is there. Nothing to do, no work. Yeah. The donkey said, "Okay, I'm coming, but give me just a few more days." Then after a few days, again they met. And the donkey said, who was relishing the grasses and the water, "Now you should come." Then the other donkey said, "I really want to come, but give me one more day." Then the other donkey says, "Why are you delaying and delaying?" Then the other donkey said, "Listen," he said, "daily I'm working, yeah, with this washerman. And one day, yeah, this washerman has a beautiful maidservant engaged in ironing clothes. So just about 2 weeks ago, yeah, the beautiful lady was ironing the clothes and she burned the clothes. And the washerman said, 'You foolish girl, do that one more time and I marry you to that donkey.'" So the donkey said, "I'm waiting. One more time she will burn the clothes and she will marry me." Yeah. But this is our foolishness. Maya is always coming. Just now coming. Happiness is just around the corner. Yeah. Make one more attempt. Yeah. So this is our foolish ignorance. Donkey like ignorance. Anyone may show up and say, "I have this beautiful opportunity for you." Yes, but Gurudev is there, coming every year, reminding us, "Come with me. Come to Vrindavan, come to Navadvip, and hear the glorious, the powerful Hare Gita from Guru and Vaishnavas, and you will be safe forever." Hare Krishna.
You should speak on Jagyapatni.
Not go so far.
In brief.
Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda, Namaste Saraswati Devi Vrindavanaprasthi Namo Vishnu Padaya, Radhikaya, Priyatmane, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Nityananda. First of all, my most humble obeisances under to my Diksha Guru, the Divine Gate, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada, and then again, at the Lotus Feet of my Shiksha Guru, Shri Vedanta Swami. So, Shri Gurudev has ordered me to speak something about the Yajnapatnis. These are the wives of the Brahmins. And in this pastime, in Srimad Bhagavatam,
It begins that Krishna and Balaram are in the forest. They have wandered a little bit away from Braj near to Mathura. And that morning, somehow, they did not get breakfast. So the cowherd boys became quite hungry. So they asked Krishna that, what will you do about this? We are all hungry. How will you feed us? So Krishna, he told them that just nearby here, there are Brahmins who are engaged in performing yajna, fire sacrifice. But you should know that they are not actually my devotees. They are smarter Brahmins. They are persons who are engaged in karmakanda and jnanakanda and the ritualistic activities. But if you ask them on behalf of my brother Balaram, because he is a Kshatriya, then maybe they will give you food on his behalf. So the cowherd boys went there to see these Brahmins. And very humbly, they bowed down to the Brahmins, offered their respects, and said that, oh deities of the earthly planet, gods of the earthly planet, you please help us. Just nearby, Ramachitta, Krishna and Balaram are just grazing the cows in a nearby forest. Could you please provide us with some food to feed them? But the Brahmins did not respond. They did not say yes, they did not say no. And by calling them Rama and Achyuta, telling that they were the supreme personalities of Godhead, Rama and Krishna, and Fallible Krishna, they were hoping that these Brahmins would understand to whom they were asking for food. But they did not understand. And they gave no response. Then they told them, oh, your yajna is at a certain point right now, a certain interval. At this interval, at this point, you could take the food and give it to Krishna and Balaram, who are hungry, and it will not spoil your yajna. But still, the Brahmins did not respond. And in this way, the cowherd boys gave so many arguments to the Brahmins why they should bring the food and give the food, that even any person is hungry, what to speak of Krishna and Balaram, they should provide them with the food. But the Brahmins neither said yes or no, nothing, no response whatsoever. At this point, Sukadeva Goswami is addressing Maharaj Parikshit as chastiser of the enemies, because Parikshit Maharaj is becoming angry to think that Krishna and Balaram, who are the objects of affection of his father, Arjuna, grandfather, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, etc., was being neglected by these Brahmins. And so Sukadeva Goswami is indicating that, yes, if you were there, oh, chastiser of the enemies, certainly you would chastise them for their neglect, their negligence. So at this point, the cowherd boys now return. These Brahmins, they could not understand. Although they were practicing, studying the Vedas, although they were reciting mantras, although they were performing yajna, they did not understand that Krishna, by all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. He is both the compiler of the Vedas and he is the knower of the Vedas. This they did not understand. They did not understand Bhaktaram Yajna Tapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. They did not understand that Krishna is the enjoyer of all yajna. He is the beneficiary of all yajna, of all sacrifice. These things were not known to the Brahmins. They were smarter Brahmins. In fact, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in Krishna Samhita, they were ass-like Brahmins. That is his description. And although Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that those Brahmins who understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer the fruits of their yajna to them, they are not ass-like Brahmins. But these Brahmins, they were. So when the cowherd boys returned to Krishna and Balaram and told that these Brahmins will not even respond to us, yes or no, and gave us no food whatsoever, Krishna laughed. This laugh was actually to try and assuage the despondency of the cowherd boys and make them understand that when you go begging, in begging, sometimes you get refused. So then Krishna told them, all right, the wives of the Brahmins, you go and visit these persons. You see these wives of the Brahmins. They are my great devotees. Surely they will give you food. So then the cowherd boys went back to a house nearby the Yagyashala, where all the wives of the Brahmins were sitting, very well dressed. They were from the higher Brahmin caste, aristocracy, well dressed, bangles, nice saris, well decorated, very beautiful features, sitting there in nice, elegant seat in the hall. And when they came, they offered their obeisances to the Brahmins and told that our dear Brahmin, my dear Brahminis, you please help us. Krishna and Balaram are nearby. And soon as they mentioned the names of Krishna and Balaram, all of the wives of the Brahmins fainted in ecstasy. So the question may be asked, how is it that these wives of the Brahmins were so devoted to Krishna? How they got this very, very great level of Krishna consciousness, this very high level of brain? And the answer is that the flower sellers and the fruit sellers from Mathura were going to Braj and selling flowers and fruits in Braj. And they were meeting with Krishna, and they were singing the pastimes of Krishna, and they became great devotees of Krishna. Then, after they became great devotees of Krishna, they would return and they would tell the Brahminis when they would sell them flowers and fruits, oh, you should see that beautiful boy Krishna. What activities he performs. How beautiful he is. How gorgeous his teaching. How well he plays the flute. Like this, they were giving so many descriptions of the great qualities, pastimes, form of Krishna. So, hearing the name of Krishna, just hearing his name, their ecstasy became so great immediately they fainted. Then, the cowherd was told that you please help us. Krishna and Balaram are hungry. Then Srila Prabhupada says in his Krishna book that spontaneously they immediately got up. And with great spontaneous attraction for Krishna and Balaram, they immediately gathered themselves together and started gathering all the foodstuffs from the yagya. So many nice, delectable, and powerful dishes to bring it to see Krishna and Balaram. And hurrying very quickly, they left behind their wives, their husbands, their sons, their fathers, their duties, everything. They left it behind. They made no care for it whatsoever. Just like the gopis, even though they tried to stop them, all the members of their family tried to impede their access to the forest to see Krishna and Balaram. The Brahmanis had no care for them whatsoever and immediately went. And upon arriving there at the forest and seeing Krishna, the description of Krishna, his long and splendid limbs, his beautiful blackish hue, his hair, deep blue blackish color with beautiful curls surrounding his face like a full moon decorated with different unguents, colors of minerals from the ground, decorations and different designs upon his face, and pila, and so many beautiful colors in his yellow garment. He was just shining with splendor. And as soon as the Brahmanis saw this beautiful form of Krishna, who was leaning against Balaram like this, and holding in his hand one toy lotus. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says he's twirling this toy lotus. And initially, it appears that he is toying with the hearts of the Brahmins. But actually, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that the indication of his swirling of the heart of this lotus is to tell the Brahmins that in fact my heart is spinning out of love for you and seeing you. And then the wives of the Brahmins, seeing Krishna's form in this way, having meditated on Krishna constantly, chanting his name, hearing his glories for days and days and days, they now invite Krishna into their, through the door of their eyes, into the chamber of their heart, where he lays down with them on a bed of flowers and embrace them to their full satisfaction. This description is given here by Vishnu. So in this way, the Brahmanis now experience this ecstasy of meeting the Supreme Personality of God in Krishna. At that time, after meeting him, then the Brahmanis, they went, were told by Krishna that you must return home. And their being asked to return home, they protested, as the gopis did. But even though they protested, as the gopis did, Krishna told them, it is not good in the eyes of society that we should meet physically, that we should have paramour relations. You must return home and constantly remember me, chant my holy name, meditate on my form, my pastimes, my activities, and being absorbed in this way, increase your love for me through separation. So therefore, Krishna wants to increase their yoga, their separation. It is said by Thakur Vishwanath that even though the gopis did not return home and danced with Krishna the whole night, and the Brahminis went home by the order of Krishna, still both of them achieved unalloyed Krishna prema. And when they returned home, upon arriving at home, they started to exhibit the different symptoms of ecstasy, trembling, shedding of tears, faltering voice, etc. And by exhibiting these ecstasies, their husbands became so overwhelmed with the Krishna prema that they were exhibiting, that they themselves started to become devotees of Krishna. They themselves started to understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they had committed a great offense against him. They themselves no longer saw their wives as their property, and that they were the gurus of their wives. But in fact, they accepted their wives as their gurus to teach them about Krishna prema and Krishna bhakti. Such a great thing has turned around by this activity of the Brahmanis. And then, to finish the story, this very important point comes at the end, that these Brahmanas now were cursing themselves, that to hell with our rituals, our performances of sacrifices, our thrice-born position, all of these things are useless. Naham vedena tapasana dhanina chedeya tok. You cannot see the form of Krishna by the performance of reading, studying Vedas, the performance of sacrifice, giving the charity, doing tapasya, none of these things. Bhaktyatvana nyaya shakya aham evam vido arjun. This is the only process. Kana nyaya bhakti, undivided devotional service, as it is said by Rupa Goswami, and so the Brahmins, although they had accepted their Brahminis as their gurus, although they had accepted Krishna, although they were chanting his name, although they were meditating on him, when they got up to go to see Krishna, they became fearful because they were close to Mathura. And they knew that Kamsa was there, and if Kamsa would see them, he would kill them. So out of fear, they never went to see Krishna, and they never got to see Krishna. So his wife, their wives all were much more than that.
Thank you. Why Krishna allowed gopis, and he danced with gopis in Ras Leela, but why he told Brahminis to return back and they returned back? Why? Because only gopi, they can be with Krishna and go. No Brahman, Brahmana are respected to Krishna. So he anyhow told them to return back, and they returned back. But what happened? they began to chant, remember, as he told. And after that, they will be gopi. And then they can dance and sing with Krishna. Otherwise not. Krishna, why he did rasa? Why he did rasa? You. Yes. What for?
Namgula announce ache. Name announce. Dama ache. Magic ache.
Magic show.
Magic show tomorrow?
Not tonight. Tomorrow you'll be a supporter.
He is independent, he does not need a reason, therefore who can ask why? He is the Supreme Lord, everything works under his control, he is not under control of anyone. But still, he likes to please his devotees. Therefore Krishna is controlled, not by anything else, but he is controlled by the prema of the devotees. Therefore Krishna himself, he is Atmaram, Atmakam. He has no unfulfilled desires, he has no material lust. But still, Krishna has one great quality, which may appear to be a weakness, but it's not a weakness, it's his ornament. That is his bhakta, bhaktavrita. Krishna is controlled by the affection of his devotees. Therefore, seeing the desire that with Vasis to serve him, Krishna felt the desire to perform rasa-lila.
You?
Shri Gurudev is asking the devotees why Krishna performed Rasa Lila. Krishna has two important qualities. One is Atmaramata. Dhamma Maharaj has explained. This means that Krishna is satisfied in himself. So he has no need for accepting any help, any service from anybody outside, because everything is happening within himself. He's fully satisfied within himself, he can fulfill all desires. Shri Gurudev has explained Atmaram. What does Atmaram mean? Satisfied with himself. That self means Srimati Radhika. So, Atmaram means he's performing Ram, he's performing Raman. Beautiful activities with Srimati Radhika, who is the very soul of his soul. Like, for example, when Krishna met with Srimati Radhika at Kurukshetra, Srimati Radhika was reminding Krishna of the suffering of the Brajbasis. She said, it's so wonderful that you've forgotten Govinda. You've forgotten the place where we performed Rasa Lila. You've forgotten your mother, your father. I don't mind for my own suffering, but when I see my father, when I see Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, how they're suffering, it's intolerable. So when Krishna heard this, he began trembling. And he said that actually the Brajbasis is my life, and the gopis especially. And amongst the gopis, you are Jivanera Jiva. You're the life of my life. So Srimati Radhika is Atma of Krishna. So Atma Ramata and Pararamata. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that when Krishna is Atma Ram, there's no rust. This is dry. If he needs no help from anybody else. So Pararamata means he does need help from others. But from whom? Only from those pure devotees who only have love for him. He has no attachment to any material thing. He has no inclination to enjoy the material energy. Everybody loves Krishna, and Krishna loves love, but pure love for him. So, Actually, this is the life. Krishna's life is his loving exchanges with his devotees. So when Krishna saw the moon rising on the full moon, Sharad season, immediately he remembered the face of Srimati Radhika. Moon was rising and putting red everywhere. So he thought, Moon is putting kumkum on eastern direction. Who's the wife of somebody else?
No, no, I want only
one
point. Why he did draws? So your point is okay. Thank you. Morabhat. Oh, you, if you can say more.
First of all, I have my Sahanganga Pranam at the lotus feet of Asmati Pramaradhan Guru Pada Padma, O Vishnu Pada, Scholar of the Sisima, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I have my Pranam to my whole Guru Parampara and to the assembled of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words. Why is Krishna performed for Rasa Lila? So, we know that the sages of Dandakaranyam, in their previous lives, they performed austerities to attain Krishna as their beloved. And therefore, in their next life, they became gopis. So, Sukadeva Goswami said, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, in order to bestow his mercy on those devotees who had performed austerities for many lifetimes to gain the position of his beloveds, Krishna has performed this Rasa Lila. Not only the sages of Janakaranya, but the young girls of Janakpuri. When Sita married with Lord Ram, many other young ladies, they were attracted to Ram, but he couldn't marry them because he took a vow to only marry one person. So they are the princesses of Janakpuri. In their next life, they became gopis, and Krishna performed Rasa Lila to accept them as his beloveds. Also, when Sita was in exile, at that time, under the guidance of his guru there, Sri Ramachandra, he made so many murtis of Sita Devi to be with him at the time of Jagra. Each one of these Swarna Sitas, golden Sitas, was actually alive. And they also, in the next life, became gopis and met with Krishna in Rasa Lila. The Vedas personified had done austerities to become gopis, and they became the Shrutichari gopis. In order to fulfill their desires, Krishna performed Rasa Lila. During the season of Himanta, the month after Kartik, so many sadhana siddha gopis, they worshipped Katyayani for 1 month. And on the last day after their brats, Krishna came and stole their clothes. And he promised them that in Sharad season, I will fulfill your desire, I will become your beloved. So many sadhaks from everywhere, from different places, had been doing hard austerities and very strong bhajan for lifetimes to attain the position of being Krishna's beloved. So on that night of Rasa Lila, he accepted them. So these are reasons, but these are not prominent reasons. Srila Shukadeva Swami, in the first verse of Rasa Lila, he said, Bhagavano Pitharati Sharadatva Malika Varantamasi Manaschakte Yogamaya Upasita. On the night of the Rasa Lila, the fragrance of the Malika flowers filled the air, and Krishna himself was inspired. He made up his own mind. He wanted to perform this lila because Krishna is Rasika Shekhar. The Vedas say that the lila of the Upanishad, Rafa Vaisa, Evayam, Abhanan, Hibhavati. The supreme truth is the ocean of Rasa. Prema Rasa Nir Jasa Parita Yashadan. Krishna comes in this world to relish Rasa. But how can he relish Rasa? Only by serving the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So during Rasa Lila, Krishna, he played his flute, and by his flute he called the name of Radhika. But all other gopis heard, and they also came. But mainly it was to meet with Srimati Radhika. And during that Rasa Lila, Sri Krishna, he disappeared and took Radharani with him. alone, and they performed beautiful pastimes in Sringargaras. And then Krishna, being Rasachekar, the enjoyer of all rasa, he relished the opportunity to decorate the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, to comb the hair of Srimati Radhika. But when he saw that, he heard that other gopis were coming and about to find them, then Krishna disappeared. And Radharani began to cry, Pana Taramana Prasta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, oh my beloved, where are you, where are you? Please accept me. And the other gopis saw Radharani's separation. So previously, other gopis thought they loved Krishna, others loved Krishna, we all love Krishna. But when the other gopis saw the separation mood of Radharani, it was like a vast fire. And then it was just like the glowworm in comparison. Then they could all understand that Radharani's praying was the highest. So especially to serve the lotus feet of Radhika and to glorify the lotus feet of Radhika, Sri Krishna has performed this Rasmila because he is Rasika Shekhar.
Thank you. Moreover, there are something. Moreover, more something. That is, Siddha Swami, Sanatana Goswami has told, Raslila is Kam Vijay. Kam Vijay means to defeat Kam Dev, Cupid. In the night, full night, full moon, very beautiful wind,
breeze. Gentle breeze was blowing.
All kinds of flowers in Bhujam.
On the bank of Jamuna.
On the bank of Jamuna River. Alone Krishna and thousand of gopis surrounded Krishna. Here, Kamdev, Cupid, he was very
proud
that I have conquered Shankar.
Brahma.
I have conquered
Brahma.
Brahma made a beautiful girl, Mohini, and he was so much attracted to her. Also Indra, he was attached to Patni of
Gautam Rishi.
Chandra to wife of his guru. So all demigods and even Brahma and Shankar, he has conquered. So he has so false ego. So Krishna, what did? So beautiful moon night, breeze coming on the bank of Yamuna, alone Krishna, thousand of gopis, young age, very beautiful, and having all qualities, surrounded by them, and Krishna, what doing? Or touching their bodies. But even he told, oh, go to your husbands and serve them. Not only that. He disappeared, even giving up Radhika also, weeping. So, Krishna is Cupid of Cupid. He is Kam Mohan. He can conquer. He has conquered, really. Kamdev. And one thing more. Vikriditam Vajubadubhi Ijanta Vishnu Sadvanvitam Anushriyadat Bardiyedaya Bhakti Param Bhagavati Patilabhyakamam Hridrograsu Apihinottachirade. Those with very strong faith, they will hear. What is a strong faith? Like Haridas, like Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, anyone cut me in pieces, I will not give up Harinam or devotion of Krishna. So a strong faith in Krishna. And by hearing this Harikatha, If anyone has faith that all kinds of his rogue will go away, so he is telling, Brikriditam Pradubhi Idancha Vishnu Anushuriyat Atha Varni Yidya. Those who have heard from his Gurudev and hearing, and then to describing to others. Dhir. Dhir means whose intelligent is
sober.
Sober. What? If anyone telling that no, by Raslila hearing, lust will not go, they are what? They are aparadhi.
Offender.
Because in Srimad Bhagavat, Sukhdev Goswami has told, Narad Rishi has told, Vyasadeva has told. So this person, he has no faith in all this, so he is very aparadhi, offender. They cannot, their lust will not go. But other, those who are dhi, with Shraddha, those will hear Hari Katha, these sweet pastimes. First, bhakti will come. What kind of bhakti? Like gopis will come. And then, very soon, lust will go. In Gita or other description, it has been told, first, lust will go. And then, bhakti. But Ras Leela, not so. First, bhakti will come in your heart and then lust will go. This is the object of Krishna. Gaur Prema. Now you should.
Quickly announcing.
I mean, to Peshab Karte Java. To Shab. You should see it, I'm coming.
Yasodhanandan Das. Gyani Yadav. Gyani Yadav. Radha Mohan Das. Radha Mohan Das. Mary Radovsky. Mary Radovsky. Who is this?
Not here.
She's not here, but my name is Maloti Devi Dasi. Anthony. Who is Anthony, please? Achyuta Krishna Das. Abby Craig. Abby Craig, please. Chapala Devi Dasi. Who is Narayan, please? Narayan Das. Arjun. Arjun, please. Arjun Sakhadas. Mark McDonald. No, Mel, not Mel. From Santa Cruz, California. Okay. Madhusudan Das. Madhusudan Das. India. Indira Gali from Sydney. Sydney, India. Janhavi. Who is Janhavi, please? From Sydney, Sydney, Janhavi. Radhika Kaur. Is Radhika Kaur, please? Radhika Devi Dasi. Narayan Kaur, Narayan Das. There is two Narayan, one is Rupaman Harkabu, another small. Both same name, Nishinka Prabhusam. Damodar Das. Is Damodar Das, please? Damodar, yes. Damodar Devi Dasi, same name. Damodar Devi Dasi. Any Vichitra. Any Vichitra. Vichitra Bhaksini Devi. How many times Vichitra? He has to hear with my own hands.
He doesn't believe in Vichitrata, in the variety of the spiritual world.
He must be
giving out that name so many times.
Vichitra Bhaksini Kora Haji.
Giriraj.
Giriraj Das. Govardhan. Govardhan Das. Jyoti Kishan, Jayanti Devi Dasi, Jayanti Devi Dasi. Now it's Manikso, tomorrow is Das Puja, Zundari come here 10 a.m. So prior to that, we have to do some...
They took in the morning.
Fire sacrifice and Das Puja, different rule and regulation is there. We have to prepare here tonight for Damodar Maharaj. Jivakya Prabhu Adas will set everything here. We have to all sit in 6 places. So for that, if somebody has small bell